Okay, got a question, maybe a vaccine question for the Cook County Department of Health. 312-981-7200. That's how you reach us. Let us know what your question might be. Dr. Kiran Joshi is kind enough to join the show. He's the senior medical officer at the Cook County Department of Health. Dr. Joshi, thank you. Thanks for the time this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having me.
I know you're getting flooded with vaccine questions. Can you just give us sort of a big picture where we are now, what we should know kind of thing? Let us know the very latest, if you can, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want you to know and your listeners to know that we are moving as quickly as possible to get as many shots into arms as possible. To date, as of February 11th, 189,957 people have gotten at least one dose of these vaccines. Obviously, a lot of room to go there. In our jurisdiction, which is suburban Cook County, we've got 2.4 million people. We want to get to 70% of that to get to the goal of herd immunity, so we've got our work cut out for us. This is going to be a team effort. We need a lot of different ways for people to get vaccinated, including the large vaccine sites that you've heard about. To date, we've set up sites in places like Tinley Park, South Suburban College just today, and Triton College last week. We also know that vaccine supply is quite limited. This is really the rate-limiting factor here at this point. It is the bottleneck that we're all sort of trying to deal with. Our position is we want to move fast to have the infrastructure in place so that when vaccine is available, we're ready to go.
So there was that announcement today, a little bit of maybe you can clarify it a little bit. So the governor's office, the state said that come February 25th, they're going to really vastly broaden the amount number of people who can qualify to get the vaccine, and it include a lot of people with underlying conditions. You don't have to be 65 anymore. It was 16 plus, and they list all the conditions, and it seems like that's a lot of people. Then you heard the city and the county, Mayor Lightfoot and Tony Preckwinkle, come out and say, hey, not the city and not the county right now. We just simply don't have the supply to make that work. Can you clarify any of that for us?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the president is on point here. You know, we and as I said earlier, the vaccine supply is the biggest bottleneck that we're dealing with. And if we don't have the vaccine to get all the folks in phase 1B vaccinated, and we're opening up to even more folks, it's going to just be even more difficult and strain already overwhelmed systems to, you know, vaccinate everyone else.
Okay, so I know. So if it's not, the county is not doing it, where do you understand why it makes sense for others to be doing this? I know we're hearing from our listeners who are saying, well, wait a minute, oh, I haven't even been able to get one, and I'm over 80 or I'm over 65, and they can't get them. Do you understand any more? Can you communicate any more to us the logic behind it?
Yeah, so I think that's exactly why the city and the county are counseling prudence. We want to get through the phase 1B population first and look for signals that, you know, maybe people aren't signing up as much as we expected them to before we make the decision to move into phase 1C or to, you know, include other groups into phase 1B. I believe the city has commented that, you know, the population of people who have chronic conditions there could be close to 900,000 people. In addition to the phase 1B population in suburban Cook County, which we estimate to be around 650,000, I think that would just be completely overwhelming and make it even more difficult to get appointments. We want an organized, orderly process. We want it to be quick and expeditious, but we don't want to overwhelm the systems and make it even harder for people to get appointments. I think one additional comment, and it's that every jurisdiction, every county and city is a little bit different. They're different in terms of their size. They're different in terms of the healthcare resources they have and the size of their populations. And so it may be quicker for a county, say, with a relatively smaller population and more healthcare providers to get through all the folks that are in phase 1B than it may be a larger, more geographically complex county such as Cook County.
Mm-hmm. I guess that makes sense. Or maybe some counties where it does, they've gotten through that population and they're ready to move on. It seemed a little bit of some people heard the initial announcement and thought, oh, great, I can apply. And then it sort of ruled out the county and the city, at least for now. Hey, I want to ask you something that came up earlier, Dr. Joshi. It's great to have someone from the Cook County Department of Health on, and I know you folks are super busy. This is one concern that comes up a lot. It came up, a listener asked this today. I wonder if you can respond. They're saying 847, why are we giving two shots to one person when so many people can't get their first shot? We could get more people vaccinated now while supplies are tight, and when they become abundant, we could get everyone their booster. Does that make sense?
You know, so I think that's a really well-informed listener, and it's because it's a great question. There was some coverage maybe about a month or so ago about how the United Kingdom had started to recommend one vaccination and done until they got to a point where their epidemic was under control. So that is a strategy that could be deployed. We at the Cook County Department of Public Health are going to continue to follow the guidance of the Food and Drug Administration and folks like Dr. Fauci, all of whom at this point are recommending that people get the full two doses.
Okay, speaking of recommendations, okay, right now, say I have not gotten a vaccine appointment. I want one. I'm trying to get one. What is your best advice about what I should do in order to obtain one?
Yeah. So, again, I'd reiterate that vaccine supply is just incredibly limited. I've heard some comments from my colleagues at the state that it may become more constrained in the near term. So I want to, make sure people are aware of that. Your best bet right now is to go to the website that we've set up. It's vaccine.cookcountyil.gov, vaccine.cookcountyil.gov, and to sign up. And when you sign up, if you're eligible and there happen to be appointments available, then you will be able to register to be vaccinated. And we serve up not only the sites that we at Cook County Department of Public Health and Cook County Health are running, but also partner sites throughout our jurisdiction. And that includes, your Jewels and Walgreens and so forth. If folks aren't so comfortable with the internet, which I completely understand, feel free to give a call to our hotline. That phone number is 833-308-1988. Again, that's 833-308-1988.
Okay, we're going to try to get those up on WGNRadio.com if they're not already. I think the vaccine.cookcountyil.gov is on our resources on WGNRadio.com. That hotline number, I don't know, we'll check and make sure it is because folks will want to use that. A lot of kids are helping their parents, their elderly parents, wade through this technologically challenging environment. Hey, they're also getting texts specifically asking, is there a best time to try to schedule an appointment, like after midnight or 6 a.m.? We're hearing so many stories of people saying, in the middle of the night, one popped up, or suddenly I logged in at 5 a.m. and boom, the place where there what didn't have one before now has one. Anything you're noticing there that might be helpful to people?
I wish I could give a clear response to that. I would say, keep checking and please be patient. I know it's really difficult and I really empathize with that.
Yeah, it is. It is a very difficult time for the folks who really would like to get it. And it means the world to a lot of folks who are waiting to finally get the vaccine. Good news is everyone will get one who wants one. Isn't that right? What are you looking at in terms of a timeline when it might be more widely available? And like most of us who want to get one can do it.
Yeah. So, predicting the future is always challenging, right? And so in this case, it depends on two things. One, vaccine supply. And it depends on the uptake of the folks in suburban Cook County, like how many people decide they want to get vaccinated. So those two things are going to be the drivers. We are working hard to make sure that one of the factors is not our ability to get those shots into arms, which, again, is why I said we're moving as quickly as possible to create as much of that infrastructure as possible. So given that we were vaccinating around 50,000 to 60,000 people a week as of last week, if we continue to get vaccine at the same pace that we have, which, again, no guarantees there, I think if you consider the number of people that are in phase 1B in suburban Cook County, around 650,000, then I think end of March is a reasonable time frame to make that shift from phase 1B to phase 1C. Now, if less people than we predict are going to get vaccinated, that could be sooner. If we get more vaccine than we anticipate, it could happen faster. But those are the constraints that we're sort of working with right now.
I hear you. I appreciate your honesty and letting us know what you know. Dr. Kiran Joshi, I know incredibly busy time for you folks over at Cook County Health. And thanks for coming on GN to help get the word out. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me. Please stay safe, everyone.
Hey, let me read this tweet to you. Getting a lot of attention in local political circles. I have been a loud and vocal critic of vax distribution. But on a positive note, tonight, this was last night, Governor Pritzker called me and we talked for almost an hour. It was generally positive and I appreciate him calling, but I want my constituents to know I have conveyed your concerns. State Senator Chapin Rose joins us now, and thank you, sir, for doing that. Thanks for the time this afternoon.
How are you doing today?
Good. So, okay, I don't know what you can tell us about that conversation. I know you've been critical about some of the parts of the rollout, and you're hearing that from your constituents, and we hear that too. I just, I wonder kind of where things are. What can you tell us?
Yeah, look, so first of all, it was good, and you know, he was engaged and was listening, and I appreciated that. You know, and I don't speak for what's going on in Chicagoland, but in my zone of 10 counties in central Illinois, you know, it's all over the place. On one hand, we got the U of I giving students vaccinations. On the other hand, we got 90-year-olds in the memory care units that still don't have a vaccination. You know, in our region, we have a medically complex development disabled center that is literally 100-plus patients of the single most vulnerable people in the entire region because, you know, they function on trach tubes, on life support machines, and everything else. And, you know, they, ironically enough, got vaccinated yesterday. So, you know, in the meantime, you've got, again, we're watching otherwise healthy people, get vaccinated, you know, legislators, and he put, you know, prisoners in line and everybody else, but yet these folks weren't. So I will tell you, I've conveyed all those concerns. My constituents are very worried that, you know, here's a perfect example. If the assisted living center, you didn't get to it. But in order for that person to leave the facility and go get a shot at the local clinic and go back to the facility, well, now they've got to quarantine for 2 weeks in their own room. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And try that if they're Alzheimer's. It just doesn't work, right? It doesn't work. Yeah. And so I do think things will get better. We had a good conversation. He talked about some of the things he's doing. But, I think we're 3 to 4 weeks away from better. I mean, this has been very rocky.
Yeah, I'd say kind of all around we hear there are issues. I know the decision was made now for February 25th to be the day when they open it up for more people to be able to get the vaccine, 16 plus if you have some of these underlying conditions. There are a lot of conditions, so that opens up to a lot of folks. And I think the concern there is, and maybe this is voiced by folks in your district too, that if you open it up for so many more when you already have so many people competing for such few spots, it doesn't necessarily help. Now, the response I've gotten on that is, well, in some rural areas and maybe areas like yours, you may get through the folks that you need to, and you may be very well able to move on at February 25th to a new group of people. I don't know what you're seeing or what you feel about this new policy.
Look, you're making the point that this ought to follow the CDC guidelines, right? And we ought to, and this is an issue. By the way, I do represent largely rural areas where you can go, you know, a mile or two without seeing a house. On the other hand, I've got Champaign-Urbana, Decatur, around Bloomington Normal, so we've got some fairly urbanized centers. And so, you know, University of Illinois, there's 200,000 people in this county that I live in, and they were doing students last week, but yet the nursing homes aren't finished. And so, again, you know, my biggest frustration and my constituents, what I hear all the time, is just sort of this nonsensical notion that somehow, you know, we're vaccinating otherwise healthy young people, yet grandma and grandpa still don't have it. Yet grandma and grandpa are trying. It's like the Hunger Games out there, right? Trying to figure out how, where, when to go to find one. And so, and it's divergent, right? So like Champaign County is literally doing 18,000 people a week, but, you know, their other counties are doing 300 people a week. It just doesn't make sense. And even if you scale it for the size of the county, that's not an order of magnitude that in any way, shape, or form is fair or makes sense. You know, the National Guard's been in Chicagoland for over a month now delivering vaccine. The National Guard's not been sent to downstate. you know? And, you know, he's like, well, we only have 1,800. And I said, well, wait a minute. We had all spring, summer, and fall, you know, to train them to do this. It's not like suddenly the vaccine showed up and no one knew it was coming, right? Mm-hmm. We had 9 months to prepare for this. And here's one thing we both agree on, the governor and I both agree. You know, Walgreens and CVS really bungled in a major way getting the vaccine to the long-term care facilities. And this was not an issue of the vaccine not being available. Yes, in December. In December, this made sense when vaccine was very hard to come by or just came out. But, you know, for basically all of January, the vaccine has been here on hand to finish the long-term cares. And yet, the governor told me last night, the long-term cares will finally be finished by February 15th. But think about that. You know, the people who are most vulnerable in the state are the ones who have been waiting. And then, you know, you just mentioned that we're not going to add transplants and people that transplants and people with cancer and, you know, comorbidities. Well, again, why am I seeing on my TV, you know, these 20-something, you know, at the U of I, he's like, oh, this is really easy. I got my shot. You know, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it does feel it's not a perfect system, but you're right. It does seem as if the folks who most need it need to get it. And then that should be the priority. And we got to leave it there. But I'm sure the folks in your district are grateful that you're standing up for them, and especially the vulnerable folks who aren't getting access to the vaccine. I mean, that makes a big difference. So I appreciate you coming on and thank you for what you're doing there.
No problem. Have a wonderful day.